June 30th. John Gay writes The Beggar's Opera. On this day in 1685, the English poet and dramatist John Gay was born. Gay seems to have been a man who made friends easily and was able to find patrons for his work in spite of their somewhat risque nature. He's best known for his play The Beggar's Opera, which is a thinly veiled satire criticising government of the day under Robert Walpole. Gay's buried in Westminster Abbey. The epitaph that he wrote for himself is suitably wry. Life is a jest, and all things show it. I thought so once, and now I know it. Here's a poem on life in all its stages by William Shakespeare. All the world's a stage, and all the men and women nearly players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts, his acts being seven ages. At first the infant, mewling and puking in the nurse's arms, then the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail unwillingly to school. And then the lover, sighing like furnace, with a woeful ballad for maid to his mistress' eyebrow. Then a soldier, full of strange oaths, and bearded like the pard, jealous in honour, sudden and quick in quarrel, seeking the bubble reputation even in the cannon's mouth. And then the justice, in fair round belly with good cape and lined, with eyes severe and beard of formal cut, full of wise saws and modern instances, and so he plays his part. The sixth age shifts to the lean and slippered pantaloon, with spectacles on nose and pouch on side, his youthful hose well saved, a world too wide for his shrunk shank, and his big manly voice turning again towards childish treble, pipes and whistles in his sound. Last scene of all that ends this strange eventful history, his second childishness and mere oblivion. Sans teeth, sans eyes, sans taste, sans everything. Today I will be grateful that I have feelings that I can recognize.